Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, June 10th, 2013, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your phone records. Feinstein makes the talk show rounds to promote the growing spy state. Then, are whistleblowers the new canary in the coal mine for detecting an overreaching government? And the scandal-ridden BBC opts for attacking Alex Jones as opposed to covering the Bilderberg meeting. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, what is a surveillance state? One definition of it might be when only the government and the elite have privacy and they know everything about everybody else. And that's exactly what we're seeing this week with both Bilderberg and the breaking scandals out of Washington. Now, Dianne Feinstein has been making the rounds of talk shows this week with Republican leaders such as Saxby Chambliss and Mike Rogers. You remember Mike Rogers was the one who was the mover and shaker in the House behind CISPA, trying to make legal what they've been doing this last week, has been made known that they were doing this last week illegally. On the Sunday talk show this week by ABC, George Stephanopoulos interviewed not only Feinstein, but also Glenn Greenwald, who broke the story, and also Senators Udall and Congressman Mike Rogers. Now, the first person he interviewed was Glenn Greenwald from The Guardian. And Stephanopoulos said that James Clapper has called your disclosures reckless and said that the rush to publish this has created significant misimpressions. And listen to this response from Greenwald, because this applies to Bilderberg as well as these spying scandals. He says, every single time any major media outlet reports on something that the government is hiding, that political officials don't want people to know, such as the fact that they are collecting the phone records of all Americans, regardless of any suspicion or wrongdoing, he says the people in power do the same thing always. They attack the media as the messenger, and they try to discredit the story. That's what you'll see later on in the program as we talk about Alex's Bilderberg interview with the BBC. You'll see that they don't cover Bilderberg. They cover Alex. And they try to discredit Alex, but they are not going to talk about what Bilderberg has done. And the BBC knows what they have done. The documents have been released about that as well. Going on in the interview, Stephanopoulos said to Glenn Greenwald, he said, one of the things you reported is that the government has, quote, direct access, unquote, to the servers of massive internet firms like Google, Microsoft, and Facebook. Now, all these companies have come out and denied it. He said, you see Google saying things like the U.S. government does not have direct access or a backdoor to the information stored in our data centers, similar statements from Facebook and Apple. He says Clapper also said the U.S. government does not unilaterally obtain information. And this is great from Stephanopoulos. He says, I take it that there could be some semantic word games being played here. And that's true. That's exactly what is going on. We've had revelations about this going on, and there were lies told to the Senate just 3 months ago by James Clapper, who was called to testify before the Senate committees overseeing these intelligence gathering operations. They asked him point blank. Now, when we get into the interview with Rogers, this is what Mike Rogers, a congressman who was pushing CISPA, said. He said the National Security Agency does not listen to Americans' phone calls, and it is not reading Americans' emails. Well, that's not what whistleblowers have told us, and that's not what these documents show. He said none of these programs allow that. As a matter of fact, the Patriot Act, part of that 702 section, says it's expressly prohibited by law that you can read and wholly surveil domestic email traffic in the United States. Well, yes, and he wants to get rid of that with CISPA and other measures that he would like to put in. But the simple fact of the matter is they, in fact, are reading people's emails. We're told this over and over again by whistleblowers. We've been told this since right after September 11th. We had NSA whistleblowers telling us that. And we know that this has been going on for quite some time before that. They just keep making it more pervasive and deeper in terms of the surveillance. Now, there was also a clip that Stephanopoulos played when he had Feinstein and Rogers on, and he wanted to get their reaction. And it was that clip about Clapper testifying before Senate Oversight Committee just 3 months ago. And this is what was said in the clip. Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, who has been on this as a libertarian, a civil libertarian on this issue, he says, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? James Clapper said, no, sir. Wyden said, it does not. So he really knew they were really doing this. Clapper said, not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently perhaps collect, but not wittingly. And so Stephanopoulos comes back from that video clip and he says to Senator Feinstein, he says, I have to confess I have a hard time squaring that answer with what we learned this week. And she says, well, I think this is very hard. There's no more direct or honest person than Jim Clapper, really. And I think both Mike, that'd be Mike Rogers, and I know that. And you can misunderstand the question. This is one of the dilemmas of talking about it. He could have thought the question had content or something, but it is true that this is a wide collection of phone records, as Mike said, no name, no content, but the number to number, the length of time, the kind of thing that's on the telephone bill, and we have to deal with that. Yeah, you have to deal with the fact that the government has been unconstitutionally, unlawfully committing not just a few felonies like Richard Nixon. They have committed millions upon millions of felonies, and it's not just Verizon, it's other phone companies as well. They got the records, and with the PRISM system, they are looking at everybody's data, their electronic data, their emails, their communications on websites. But understand that there is no wiggle room for Dianne Feinstein on this. The direct question that Wyden asked him was the NSA collecting any type of data, any type of data? And Clapper lied under oath. This is Obama's director of intelligence lying under oath. How much longer does this have to go on? You know, Feinstein famously said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your guns. And now what she is doing, as someone who hates the Bill of Rights, she's making the talk show circuits with these Republican leaders who also hate everything in the Bill of Rights. And essentially what they are saying to you is, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your phone records. Turn in your emails. Turn in all of your electronic communications because you don't get privacy. Only the elite get privacy. Only the government gets privacy. And we cannot know anything that they're doing because, of course, there's terrorism out there. You know, terrorism is why they had to put millions of dollars around this hotel that the elites bought in Watford, England to hold the Bilderberg meeting this year. They spent additional millions of dollars. Who knows how much it cost to rent out the entire hotel with conference rooms and everything else just for this handful of people. But that's what we've got here. And right now, we see coming before us, as they're letting this information come out, we've got a very high-stakes poker game. The question is, they have just showed part of their hand, the tip of the iceberg. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to remain silent? Are we going to fold our hand? Or are we going to do something about it? Now, earlier on the radio show, Mike Adams was hosting, and he talked to Jim Mars. And Jim Mars had a great idea, actually something that I had mentioned on the radio show a couple of days ago, we did back in the 90s with Echelon, and that is throw a wrench in the national security operation. If they want to scan everybody's emails for certain keywords, look up those keywords on the internet, put those emails at the bottom of everything that you send out as your signature. Now, there's been other suggestions. People have suggested that we should have constitutional sheriffs arrest congressmen and officials who are violating the law. And I think it's very important that at this point in time, we need to put a lot of pressure, send a lot of emails on our congressmen and representatives to say, are you going to impeach these people? Are you going to send these people to jail? If you're not going to do that, you are an accessory to a crime. You are an accessory to treason. We need to see where these guys line up on this. And as some people have said, we need to try to pursue them at state courts. We need to try to pursue them with constitutional sheriffs. And we also have Rand Paul coming up with an idea. His idea is to have a class action lawsuit that we can take to the Supreme Court because there are literally tens of millions, perhaps more, people who have had their rights violated, who have had their user service agreements violated by both companies, but especially by the government. And this is what he called for on Fox News Sunday. He said, I'm going to be seeing if I can challenge this at the Supreme Court level, Paul said. According to a transcript, he said, I'm going to be asking all the internet providers, all of the phone companies, ask your customers to join me in a class action lawsuit. If we get 10 million Americans saying we don't want our phone records looked at, then somebody will wake up and say that things will change in Washington. Well, we can hope so. It may fail, but the worst failure is the failure to try. If we accept this new level of tyranny, then we are allowing them to steal even more of our rights, and they will take that as an allowed encroachment. And as Paul pointed out, we have mustered public opinion to successfully fight SOPA and CISPA. CISPA twice, because Mike Rogers keeps bringing that back. And we need to get rid of the congressmen like Mike Rogers, who are always campaigning to champion these attacks on our civil liberties and our constitutionally guaranteed rights. Now, here's what the government, however, proposes to do about this disclosure of criminal activity. They're not talking about sending anybody to jail. They're not talking about having any trials. No, they're talking about perhaps disappearing people, arresting people. We have Steve Clemens leaks and tweeted about intelligence officials that he overheard joking about how the NSA leaker should be, quote, disappeared after handing classified documents to the press. This was broken in the Daily Mail out of the UK. Says a group of intelligence officials were overheard yesterday discussing how the National Security Agency worker who leaked sensitive documents to a reporter last week should be disappeared. Foreign policy analyst and editor-at-large of The Atlantic, Steve Clemens, tweeted about the disturbing conversation, as he called it, after listening in to four men who were sitting near him as he waited for a flight at Washington's Dulles Airport. One of the officials was wearing a white-knit National Counterterrorism Center shirt, Clemens told the Huffington Post, and he said the conversation initially centered around the event that the men had just attended, but it soon turned to the NSA leaks, and the term disappeared refers to a secret murder or assassination carried out by dictatorship governments. Exactly. It was part of Operation Condor, which Henry Kissinger, here's the tie to Bilderberg again, Henry Kissinger, longtime Bilderberg attendee and leader, was very much intimately involved with. Operation Condor was a series of state-sponsored terrorism and dictators, coups, and disappearing people, taking them out on what was called death flights, tying people up, flying them out over the ocean, and just pushing them out of the plane. People who were disappeared on many other occasions, so we don't know what happened to them, torture, murder, even something called the Night of the Pencils, where high school students who were complaining about the authoritarian police state were rounded up and taken away out of the school. This is the kind of stuff that, although Kissinger at the time denied he had any involvement with, subsequent release of documents that were leaked and declassified showed that Kissinger was intimately involved with all of this kind of terrorism in South America. As a matter of fact, as one documentarian pointed out, Operation Condor was the first war on terror. But as we see over and over again, so-called wars on terror are really wars of terror, wars of terror by the governments against their people. Now, there's a different reaction from the Icelandic people. Iceland is considering, or at least a group in Iceland is considering, offering NSA whistleblower Snowden asylum. Kurt Nemo writes in InfoWars, whereas the IMMI, that's the International Modern Media Institute, an organization dedicated to protecting whistleblowers, the IMMI is based in Iceland and has worked on protections of privacy, furtherance of government transparency, and the protection of whistleblowers. And they said they feel it is their duty to offer to assist and advise Mr. Snowden to the greatest of their ability. Now, it was Iceland, if you remember, that was one of the only governments to essentially reject the idea that the bankers' losses should be socialized and absorbed by the governments. And we see that once that happened in other countries, like Greece, for example, the bankers then came in and said, well, you absorbed our losses from our speculations and our derivatives, so now your government has sovereign debt that makes it unsolvable. So they would come in and take over the controls of that. And we see democratically elected people being deposed in both Greece and Italy. But that did not happen in Iceland. Now, we also have a quote, on the other hand, from the spokesperson for the National Director of Intelligence, who, as we pointed out, 3 months ago was lying to the Senate Oversight Committee, James Clapper. And this spokesperson, Sean Turner, says, any person who has security clearance knows that he or she has an obligation to protect classified information and abide by the law. That's right. It is not just protecting classified information. It is abiding by the law. And not only did Clapper and company violate the Constitution, They even violated the FISA Act, which I would argue gives them authority that the assumes authority that the Constitution does not give them. But they would not even abide by the expansive restrictions, I should say, of FISA. They exceeded what that even allowed, and they significantly, they collected American records, and even as Snowden was saying, they went for Americans more than they did for foreign intelligence. Now here's Alex's take on what the feds are coming after with whistleblowers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Peter King has come out and called for this man right here, Edward Snowden, who was making over $350,000 a year, who worked for the CIA as a technical spy, who worked for Booz Allen Hamilton as a major defense contractor, putting in NSA snooping gear into all the grids. He went public, released the fact that they're grabbing all the Verizon customers' information. That's just where he was putting an end. It's everybody. And Congressman Peter King comes out and calls for him to be arrested. It's Peter King that needs to be arrested and all the criminals that are violating the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and federal law. Every time they spy on you without a warrant domestically, it is a felony.
That's right, and they have committed literally millions of felonies. This far exceeds anything that Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger did when they were impeached. And what they're doing is essentially the same as if you had a woman raped and somebody reported the rape to the police, and the police, instead of arresting the rapist, go after the person who reports it. That's what we're seeing here. It's the government. It's James Clapper and the people that he commands that are lying to the government, that are wiretapping American citizens in violation of even their most expansive surveillance laws, let alone the Constitution. And their response is not to change anything, but to go after the person who exposes their criminal activity. And as further evidence of this, the military has told their people not to read about the Obama scandals, that it is not to be covered. WND reports that it has received an unclassified NOTAM, that is a notice to airmen, that warns airmen not to look at news stories related to the data mining scandals. The notice applies to users of the Air Force NIPRNet, Non-Classified Internet Protocol Router Network, which is the only way that many troops stationed overseas and on bases in the U.S. are able to access the Internet. Quote says here, users are not to use, this is from the document itself, users are not to use AF NIPRNet, I guess we could call it, systems to access Verizon phone records collection and other related news stories, because the action could constitute a classified message incident. Oh, really? We wouldn't want to have any more Bradley Mannings or Ed Snowdens, would we? I guess see something, say something doesn't apply to people who work for the government, whistleblowers, because those people who report criminal activity now, our criminal government, as you would expect, comes against them. Even Senator Wyden is trying to get a secret court order that finds these activities illegal. And there was a, isn't it amazing that we even have secret courts in the United States? Isn't that something that we got rid of with the Magna Carta? Isn't the Star Chamber something that we hopefully had put behind us in the past? Obviously not. These things are coming back. We now have secret courts, and they put secret gag orders on what they do. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what the entire Verizon scandal was. It was a leak of a secret court. I mean, this is so far from anything we've been brought up to believe America is about. It's hard to imagine. But we've got some more reports about Bilderberg and its connections to this. Alex is on his way back from Bilderberg, and we've got some reports, things that happened, a lot of news. Yesterday, he was on the BBC. Right now, we've got a report about yet another scandal. John Bound is going to do a series of reports bringing us up to date on the scandals that are happening so quickly it's hard to keep track of them. And this seems like ancient news, the IRS scandals, but it's not. It still hasn't been resolved, and we should not forget about it.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise-wide. Its never-ending mission is to seek out new tax forms, to explore strange new regulations, to boldly go where no government employee has gone before.
It's a crime for me, hypothetically, to target you. If I'm a government employee and I target you based on your political beliefs under color of state law, that's a crime. If I am a government employee and I have a responsibility to keep your information confidential and I disclose it, that's a crime. If I'm a government employee on government time and I'm using my position to influence the outcome of an election, that's a crime.
Not only does the IRS take your money, not give you proper answers, and then when it comes to tens of millions of dollars, use it in a way that is, at best, maliciously self-indulgent.
Your work was as important to our survival as what we were doing.
Okay. I guess we all have our own responsibilities.
Exactly, little buddy.
If I don't file my tax return or extension by April 15th, is there any chance it will fall through the cracks and get ignored for 3 years?
I'm going to yield to Mr. Shulman on that one.
I'll yield back to Mr. George.
I dream someday I'd be rich and famous.
Me too. That's why I became a public servant.
So are you telling us you told this committee about the terms Tea Party, Patriot, and 912 being used in 2012? You instructed this committee that those things were being used in 2012. Did you ever communicate with anyone on the Oversight Committee or any member of Congress about that?
The gentleman may answer, but that'll be the end.
Yes, I did not have discussions with...
Of course you did.
I believe there's been a pattern by this administration in not taking responsibility for failures, avoiding blame, pointing the fingers in somebody else's direction. Would you agree with that?
No.
IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous.
Shulman went 10 times, 20 times, maybe, right? 159 Matt. Times, and that guy we just saw went once?
Once.
So in addition to making sure that we've got a new acting director there, we're also going to make sure that we gather up the facts and hold accountable and responsible anybody who was involved in this.
Why couldn't the president have also just known that this was coming without interfering?
Well, again, because it's a judgment, in this case, the judgment of the White House counsel that this is not a matter to, that you should or that she should convey to the president. And that was the her opinion that she expressed to other members of the senior staff, that this is not the kind of thing when you have an ongoing investigation or an ongoing audit that requires notification to the president. Because what is important is that we wait until that kind of process is completed before we take action, and that's what the president did.
Is this still America? Is this government so drunk on power that it would turn its full force, its full might, to harass and intimidate and threaten an average American who only wants her voice and their voices heard? Mr. Miller, who in the IRS is responsible for targeting conservative organizations?
So let me first say I cannot speak to a given case.
We are patriotic Americans. We peacefully assemble. We petition our government. We exercise the right to free speech. And we don't understand why the government tried to stop us. I'm not here as a serf or a vassal. I'm not begging my lords for mercy. I'm a born free American woman, wife, mother, and citizen, and I'm telling my government that you've forgotten your place. It's not your responsibility to look out for my well-being and to monitor my speech. It's not your right to assert an agenda. Your post, the post that you occupy, exists to preserve American liberty. You've sworn to perform that duty, and you have faltered.
That was a great report from John Bowne. Stay tuned. The rest of the week, he's going to be covering other breaking scandals from the Obama administration. There are plenty to choose from. Now, Dan Benanti went on the street and asked people what they thought about Bilderberg.
This is Dan Bedani reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News. And it is June of 2013, and once again, since the 1950s, the Bilderberg Group is meeting in secret, but this time in England. But I am here in Rhode Island to ask the public their knowledge, if they have knowledge at all, about the Bilderberg Group. Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And have you ever heard of the Bilderberg Group?
No.
No, I have not.
No, I haven't.
No, I have not. Bilderberg? No.
The Bilderberg Group, yes.
The Bilderberg Group?
Bilderberg? No.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, I've heard of them before.
The which group?
It's called the Bilderberg Group.
No.
No, I haven't.
Well, the Bilderberg Group, they meet every year in different locations around the world. They meet in secret. It's heads of European royalty, U.S. politicians, heads of bank and energy, multinational corporations, and media conglomerates. And they meet in a high-security location, and no press is allowed to discuss what goes on in behind these closed doors, but they discuss the creation of a world government and of democratic society.
Okay.
Do you think if a group of 120 of the biggest rock stars and movie stars all got together for a meeting, do you think the mainstream media would cover that?
Absolutely.
I believe they would.
Oh, sure.
Well, I certainly do.
Sure.
Of course they would.
Sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, do you know that the Bilderberg Group was started by Prince Bernard, a former Nazi collaborator?
No, I did not.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Doesn't sound too good.
I heard that, yeah. I heard a little bit about that.
And are you aware that before the Democratic Party had chosen Barack Obama to be president, him and Hillary Clinton both met in secret with the Bilderberg Group in Chantilly, Virginia?
No, it sounds preposterous, and I don't even want to finish the interview because it kind of sounds kind of crazy.
By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg Group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait-and-switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our flight until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire, Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing. And we set up these meetings. They're being done tonight. Again,
is there more than one meeting? Is there more than one person with whom?
I'm not going to get into all the details of the meetings. I don't know that I've got a ton more different answers for all of your questions.
Obama wasn't going to Chicago. He had a meeting to attend, a secret meeting.
Initially, it was believed that the secret meeting took place at Clinton's Washington, D.C. home. Obama's spokesman denied that, but won't confirm where the former rivals met. He also declined to comment on their topics of discussion.
For a day and a half, the mainstream media engaged in a wild goose chase, trying to find out where Hillary and Obama had gone. Three cover stories later, the corporate press had to admit they had no idea where the two candidates had gone. And to this day, Clinton and Obama aren't talking.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
Are you aware that U.S. politicians meet in secret with foreign politicians? Are you aware that this is a direct violation of the Logan Act, which prohibits U.S. politicians from meeting in secret?
I wasn't aware that this was a violation of the Logan Act.
I didn't know about that.
No, I'm not aware of that.
That's interesting, too.
And are you prepared to live under a North American Union with Mexico and Canada? It's similar to the European Union?
No.
Sure.
Are you prepared to live under the North American Union?
Sure.
Hell no.
I have no opinion on that. I'd have to see what it looked like.
I would have to understand the details before I could say yes or no on that.
I would have to know more of the details to make a decision.
Basically one currency, one ID for the whole three countries?
I would still need to know more of the details.
No, I'm not.
And do you think a handful of wealthy global elite ruling over humanity is a good thing?
No, I do not.
That is not a good thing, but I don't think we can control it.
Well, you know, I think if a couple hundred people have all the money and the power versus the few billion, you know, might not make sense right there, but, you know, you got to find the system that works best, and I don't know if you can find the best system. It's tough. You know, it's a tough world, not a perfect world.
No, unless I was one of them.
And do you think it's okay for a group of elites to meet in secret?
I would say they can meet in secret, but to actually come up with a plan that affected the common folk would be a little bit concerning.
Depends what they're meeting about.
They can do whatever they want.
Oh, obviously not. I guess that's against the law in the first place.
And why do you think it's important to expose these people?
Well, because we need to know what their agenda is and where they're trying to go and what they're trying to do and how it impounds on the people in the whole, in the world, if it's an international group.
No.
And why do you think it's important to expose these people?
Because the power that they hold in their hands and the way they can manipulate the media is part of the subliminal messages that's put out to people to help control them.
Why not?
Why is it important to expose them? Well, it depends on what they're doing. I mean, if they're in control of the world economy and all that stuff, yeah, I mean, we should expose what they're doing.
I didn't think I thought it was important.
I think generally putting things under light where people can examine it is a good thing.
I think it's important to expose activities, or not people, but so that we're aware, and then if it's a concern of ours, we can make a decision to try to stop it within the legal limits or to support it within the legal limits.
Well, I think we should bring out the truth in what these people are doing. Behind closed doors, it's an atrocity to what this country stands for. And, I mean, the sooner we can get rid of Barack Obama and that posse, the better we'll all be.
Oh, I think any secret group should at least be looked at. Because you have no idea what they're up to.
Why most Americans are unaware even what the Bilderberg Group is, it's because the mainstream media and their corporate bosses who refuse to even cover it. But when they do cover it, they downplay the significance. And God knows what the Bilderberg Group is preparing for us, what kind of tyranny they're preparing for us this year, possibly a North American Union. And if you want to know more about the Bilderberg, go to Infowars.com/B. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the Infowars Nightly News.
Great report, Dan. And remember, you can find all of our reports at Prison Planet TV. Become a member of Prison Planet TV. Just one membership will allow you to share that with 10 other people simultaneously. It's a great way to wake people up, and it's a great way to build a context for what this is all about. You know, when somebody comes on the BBC, as we're going to see with Alex right after the break, it's very easy to demagogue these things when it's something that's very different than you've been hearing from the mainstream media. That's where documentaries really fill that in. And all of our documentaries are on Prison Planet TV. Stick around right after the break. We're going to have Alex at the BBC.
The important thing about the Pro One filter today is that the material we use for removing fluoride and other heavy metals now will remove the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid. There's no other fluoride reduction filter out there that will remove that type of fluoride. And it's extremely important because today we're hearing more and more cities are using that form of fluoride.
We've been having medication forced on us through the water system for quite a while. Most people don't realize it. Most people don't realize the negative effects of fluoride.
There's a wide range of health effects that are attributed to fluoride.
Bottom line, why should somebody get this new Pro One ProPure filter?
The reason to buy the Pro One, it's an all-in-one filter. It's convenient, easy to use. It doesn't require the add-on fluoride filter. And in addition, this filter removes the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Well, Eric Schmidt famously said that if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't worry about anybody looking at your emails and all of your personal private data. Isn't it amazing that he doesn't have that same attitude when he meets with fellow Bilderbergers? They want you kept away and the entire public and the press kept miles and miles away from them, and they spend millions of dollars to do just that. Well, one member of parliament saw some irony in this and wanted to have some answers. Michael Meeker declared his intention to ask questions of Bilderberg attendees.
These people can't make laws after all, and they might argue it's useful to allow unfettered debate. People can be candid without fear of reprisal. And don't meetings go on all the time behind closed doors?
Well, I mean, of course these people have a right to meet. Everyone has a right to meet. They actually regularly meet every year at Davos in Switzerland. The difference there is that the public and the press have access, and therefore it is properly and fully recorded.
Well, he did, in fact, ask that question in Parliament today, and it sparked a 20-minute discussion about Bilderberg. Very unprecedented. Here's an excerpt.
Order! Order!
Now, make a statement on the Bilderberg conference which he attended.
This is the first occasion for me, as I've never previously answered a question in the House of Commons on behalf of a private organisation for which the government has no responsibility.
Though they were clearly discussing some of the biggest issues confronting the Western economies at this time, all of whom attended in an official capacity, why did they offer no statement?
Well, they didn't get an answer. All they got were denials saying it was private and they don't have to tell anybody because they have this thing called Chatham House rules. Well, if you have something like that, that asserts that there can be no transparency about those kinds of meetings, you're going to have corruption rules. Now, Alex had his own question that he asked the shadow chancellor of the Exchequer when Alex came in to the BBC.
Mr. Balls, can I shake your hand? Mr. Balls, can I shake your hand? Hey, I'm Alex Jones. I kind of led the demonstrations.
No. Great to see you.
Why can't you guys talk about Bilderberg?
The rules of these things are all decided by people been up for a long time.
It is a corporate world government.
I'm going to
have to sit down if that's all right. Thank you. Yep.
Well, there you go, talking to Bilderberg.
And Paul Joseph Watson confronted the same minister on the legality of what he's doing.
Hi, Ed. I'm Paul.
Hi.
That's me.
Hi, how are you?
What did you talk about? A Bilderberger?
Yeah. Come on.
Breaking your ministerial code. Give us a word, Ed, please.
Breaking the ministerial code?
Yeah.
I'm not
meeting with secret private meetings.
I'm not a minister.
Yeah, but you're conspiring with private individuals. I'm going to do a Freedom of Information Act request. Who did you meet with then? Eric Schmidt.
Don't be silly.
What do you think of Alex Jones?
Turn it off because it's not.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any answers from them about the legality of what they're doing or the transparency of what they're doing. Look at this quote-unquote serious coverage of Bilderberg by the BBC.
You've seen. It's all very hush-hush.
Weird party.
It's just corporate Megadeth. So we're here to destroy them all.
There's something not feel right about this today.
In that piece you just played, there's nothing in the water. Hydrofluorosilicic acid in major Harvard studies has been causing a sevenfold increase in bone
What's
cancer.
What's that got to do with Boom. Bilderberg?
What have I discovered about Bilderberg? The BBC was able to get the documents decades ago that they helped found the euro, which was actually a Nazi German plan to take over countries economically. No, that's on record.
Infowars.com!
Well, the BBC is still not covering Bilderberg. What they're doing is they're covering Alex. Remember the quote that we had at the beginning of the program where Glenn Greenwald said that when you start exposing things that government is doing, they try to discredit you personally. And that's what that silly piece was about. You saw people parading around at the Bilderberg Festival when clown suits, carrying ventriloquist dummies. Well, you know, the real ventriloquist dummies are the ones right there in the BBC studio working for the BBC. Instead of smarmy, condescending coverage, let's talk about the irony of the BBC that for decades did nothing about the Seville child pedophile ring that was going on right amongst their midst. Not only did they not cover it, they were a part of it. They had, this is according to Breitbart, this last week, 152 new sex abuse allegations in the BBC Jimmy Savile scandal. 152 new sex abuse allegations have been made against dozens of BBC employees, as well as its most famous TV presenter. The new allegations have been brought in the Jimmy Savile sex scandal that erupted last year. About 40 of the accused BBC employees still work for the broadcasting giant, according to the Breitbart report. You know, the slang term for the BBC in the UK is auntie. Well, auntie is not just a prostitute. Auntie is a pedophile. This is absolutely amazing that they would have the audacity to laugh at Alex when this is going on in their very midst. They are the biggest laughingstock, bunch of criminals that anybody could imagine. And it's not just the Seville stuff. It's also their complicity in covering up Bilderberg for 60 years. They have access to the WikiLeaks documents that show that they, in fact, do keep notes, that they, in fact, did work on at an early time, at 1955, just their second meeting. They were already planning the euro and the EU as a part of their schemes. There's a lot of information out there about Bilderberg. It is not some loopy conspiracy theory as they would like you to believe. And all of this is happening. All of this is happening, as I pointed out earlier, while they have a scandal about influence peddling. Three members of the House of Lords and one from the House of Commons. And these people were set up by a journalism company who basically offered them bribes and recorded it. It was a journalism scam where they set these guys up. Now, of course, that wasn't investigated journalism done by the BBC. No, the BBC says, move along, there's nothing to look at here. Now, we have to remember that as these scandals about data leakage and as people start to question the viability and the necessity of a police state, of a surveillance state that has been put in place in the wake of 9/11, we have to realize that one of the ways that the government is likely to strike back on this is to have some massive false flag attack. And that's why it's imperative for you to get the word out to your friends and family. Get them to understand how many times not only our government, but other governments have been involved in false flag attacks to manipulate the public, to get them enslaved out of fear to things that they would never otherwise accept. And we just saw this happen in Egypt. Egyptian politicians were caught on live television hatching a false flag plot to sabotage an Ethiopian dam. This is breaking out of Cairo. It says top Egyptian politicians were left red-faced after they were caught on live TV hatching plots to sabotage a dam in neighboring Ethiopia during talks with President Mohamed Morsi, leaving viewers stunned. Yeah, I bet they were. It was initially planned that the national meeting would be recorded and aired the next day, as is usually the case, but due to the importance of the topic, it was decided at the last minute to air the meeting live. And I forgot to inform the attendees about the changes, said the guy who let this go out. Well, that's great. But as I said before, this is where we need to get the word out. This is something that is not only done by the Egyptian government. We know from looking at past history. The government, we've got declassified documents showing that the government was planning to do this in Operation Northwoods in the 60s, exactly what happened with September 11th. And of course, if you're a watcher, you know all about September 11th. You know about the Oklahoma City bombings, and you know even about the Boston bombing at the Boston Marathon recently. Now, the Department of Homeland Security is teaching kids, when they have their next big disaster or false flag, to go to FEMA camps in times of crisis. They're actually handing out DVDs that have this acted out where the family, I guess Ward and June Cleaver, take Beaver to the FEMA camp. Not the America I grew up in. Public schools in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security are now teaching kids safety measures and advising that they seek relief in FEMA camps in a time of crisis. But are these post-disaster relief camps or are they military internment camps, the article asks. Well, I got to tell you that when I taught my sons, we covered FEMA and homeschooling, but we didn't talk about going there. We talked about how to avoid going there. And one of the ways that you can avoid going there is to make sure that you have prepared in advance for your family. And one of the ways that you can do that is go to InfoWarsShop.com. We've got a lot of survival things there that you can use in your bug out bag, as well as things that you can use right now to make your life and your family's life safer and healthier. There's a lot of things that are being put in the food and the water supply that are questionable. In many cases, like GMO, we're not even allowed to know that the government is putting in these questionable products. And there's a lot of research, we believe, that makes it very clear that these things are harmful. So take control of your life and your family's life. Go to InfoWarsShop.com. It helps to fund our operation. We don't get our money through backdoor secret deals. We get it from engaging in good old-fashioned free market capitalism. You know where we get it, and it's a win-win situation. You get something that you can use for your family, and it helps to fund our operation. Well, that's it for tonight's news. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.